Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 5th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Gibbs Dube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about massive job losses in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 1560 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com and at www.voindebele.com.
And if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the job cuts in Zimbabwe that have become the in thing.
At least 18,000 workers in various sectors have lost their jobs in almost 2 weeks following a Supreme Court order allowing employers to fire workers by only giving them 3 months' notice.
And today the Supreme Court dismissed an appeal to overturn its decision opening floodgates for companies to get rid of more workers. Millions of Zimbabweans are jobless due to the current harsh economic environment in the country, which has resulted in the shutdown of several companies in the last few years.
President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party promised to create more than 2 million jobs in the run-up to the 2013 general elections. They were banking on its economic blueprint, the Zimbabwe Agenda for Social and Economic Transformation, or ZIM Asset.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
You can also send us a message or WhatsApp. Our number is 001-202-465-0318. Or post the messages on Twitter, Facebook, or email at studio7news@voanews.com.
Yebakambe mahlaba zulinga alchona njani lapha likhona thina ngapha lojonga siyaphila sibile kwamagama. Lapha nje ke udaba esikhuluma ngalo ikuxoxwa kwabantu imisebenzi. Sizwile ke abantu bekhuluma sibili abanengi esixoxe labo besithi sokulabo abantu abangaphose inkulungwane ezimbili. Sengathi kona 18,000 asabalahlekelwe imisebenzi kusukisela khonapho kusenziwa isinqumo sesathathwa ke Supreme Court esokuthi phela umqatshi angaxotsha umsebenzi amnike i-3 months ukuthi kube luchaye phansi. So siyabona ukuthi amakampani amaningi jonga asexotshile sebela abantu okumangalisayo. Kodwa ke lamhla sizwile njalo i-Supreme Court bebezama ukuthi bekuvale khonokho kodwa kwehlula
lantu
uyabonayo. So khanyazani kuza qhubeka kunjalo nje.
Ndizvozvo, nhasi tiri kukurukura nyaya iri kunetsa muZimbabwe pari zvino yekurasikirwa nemabasa kuri kuitwa vashandi. Tinonzwa kuti kusvika pari nhasi parasikirwa vashandi vanosvika 18,000 mabasa muZimbabwe, zvichitevera mutongo wakapiwa nedare reSupreme Court wokuti vashandirwi vanogona kumisa vashandi mabasa mushure mekuvapa zviziviso zvemwedzi mitatu. Vashandi vaviri vekambani yezuva vanga vakwikwidza mutongo iwe weSupreme Court vakaenda kuConstitutional Court. Tinonzwa kuti dare iro ragarawo nhasi rikarasa zvakare nyaya yevashandi ivavo rikati aiwa zvakatongwa nedare reSupreme Court ndizvozvo ndozvinoramba zvichiteverwa nemitemo nekuti magwaro evaviri ava vanga vasina kutaura kana kudonongodza nyaya dzekutyorwa kwekodzero dzavo sezvinodiwa nebumbiro remitemo ndozvatanzwa kuti zvabuda kudare redzimhosva nhasi. Asi tanzwa kuti dare guru repolitbureau reZANU-PF ranga richigarawo nhasi ndofunga richiri kugara pari zvino Gibbs vanga vachitarisirwa kunzi vachakurukurawo nyaya yekurasikirwa kwemabasa iyoyi nevana veZimbabwe.
So as Jonga is saying that there are reports that the Politburo is sitting right now and they're discussing this issue and people are expecting maybe the president to come out with an edict, you know, a presidential decree to say, okay, let's stop this and maybe come out with some proposals because it will take about 6 months for that edict to be, you know, in place before some new legislation is enacted by parliament. So it appears as if maybe ZANU-PF decided to renege on their kind of promises to say we are going to try to push for that agenda.
Takanzwa kuti iwe ve ZANU-PF varikuti aiwa tinosira zvinhu zvese mumaoko emutemo kuti unge uchiteerwa. Saka tisingazoziva kuti mutungamiri wenyika vari mutungamiri wezanupf varobert mugabe vanozoonekwa here vachishandisa masimba avo kuti vange vachishandura mutemo iwoyo kana mutongo wapiwa nematare iwoyo.
Let's see who we have on the line. We've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Percy Mchicho, who is a trade unionist based in Bulawayo. Mr. Mchicho, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you. Good evening, listeners.
Thank you very much. We also have Professor Love Mo Matuku. I think we are told by our producer that Mr. Matuku's number is a problem. We've got Mr. Joseph Chuma, who is a ZANU-PF member of parliament for Pelandaba Mpopoma constituency. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
How are you?
You're very fine. How are you, Mr. Chuma?
Honorable is my title.
Honorable Chuma, yes.
Fine.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing? And good evening to all listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. So, Chunga, I think you can start the poll rolling.
Ndofunga tikatanga nekukurukura nava Mchicho. Tozwa kuti va Mchicho pane magwaro kana mashoko anga achiburiswa mamwe achitaona mubepa naure Herald. Vari kuti iwo sangano revashandi reZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions rakusiya vashandi pamhene, rakutiza vashandi panzvimbo yekunge richivamirira, rakuvasiya pachena. They said the ZCTU is now abandoning workers at the most time when they are needed most. What's your reaction to these reports?
It's not true what they are saying. Because obviously the workers' organization remains workers' organization under whatever circumstances. The people, the workers of this country are still represented by the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, and there's no other worker organization that is representing the workers except the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. And whatever is happening now is we are all aware that these judgments have come at a time when there is a lot of unemployment in this country. We find that there has been deindustrialization in our country, such that we have got over 90% of the working class unemployed. So how then can ZCTU abandon its members? It's something that is not possible.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mchicho, and stay on the line. Let's introduce another guest, and that is Professor Love Mo Matuku. We've got him now, and make Mr. Chuma to be on standby for a couple of minutes. Professor Matuku, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Yes, how are you? Fine. Good evening.
Thank you so much. You. Now, tell us, where are we in terms of this Supreme Court judgment? You know, you were appealing against that kind of judgment through, you know, those workers.
Yeah, we are still appealing against judgment to the Constitutional Court.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened is that first we filed an appeal on behalf of the workers to the Constitutional Court.
Mm-hmm.
Then after filing an appeal, we then made an application to the court for that appeal to be heard as an agent appeal. So that separate application for the appeal to be heard as an agent appeal was heard by Justice Yambi last Friday. And today she issued a judgment where she dismissed the application for the agent hearing. In other words, saying that the appeal will not be heard as an agent appeal. But in dismissing the appeal, she also made statements indicating that in her view, she did not believe that there is a right of appeal from the Supreme Court to the Constitutional Court in this matter.
Mm-hmm.
So she did make those comments, but those are her personal views. The decision as to whether or not the appeal can be made or whether the appeal is valid will be made by the full court when it determines the appeal.
Mm-hmm. So what are the implications here about this kind of new development?
There's not much. The only implication is that there will not be an agent hearing. In other words, we will sit until the normal time that an appeal is heard, which might take a year or so. I think that's the implication. But of course, I have read some positions by other lawyers who think that there is no basis to appeal to the Constitutional Court. I think their reading of the Constitution would support the views of the judge. But they are all wrong. The appeal is being made on the basis that the Supreme Court made an unconstitutional judgment. Not that the Supreme Court was deciding on constitutional issues, but that the judgment itself, when it was then made, when you look at its effect, it's an unconstitutional one.
Okay, thank you very much, and stay on the line, Mr. Matuku.
Tomboenda kuna Honorable Joseph Chuma. Makadi, Honorable.
Ntino fara makadi.
Aiwa, ndirumpenyu. Nyaya iri mudariro ndiyoyi yekurasikirwa kwemabasa. Uye mutongo wakabva kudariro Supreme Court. Nemutongo wazosvitswa nhasi na nemutongi wedare repamusoro Justice Venandas Yambi pamusoro pekugara kwavakaita musi wechishanu. Imiwo munotambira sei zviitiko izvi?
On my personal view, I think this whole scenario is a very sad one. I speak largely because I represent a constituency, I represent people. So the suffering that these people are enduring is the same suffering that is coming into my bones as well. I feel for them, and I don't really understand how we have let such a law stick by until it hit us at this hour. But it is my hope. Could die Munuese, Aisam Soroake together. This is not the time to be blaming each other, but this is the time to be looking at this thing and saying, okay, we've got a situation in our hands. How best do we come out of this? Because according to my understanding of that ruling from the Supreme Court, when they quoted that section 12, I believe there's A, B, and C or something like that, but if they follow it, to the B section, mutual understanding or mutual agreement between both parties. So now my question is, my workers, was there mutual agreement here? If they were not agreed on, then Wanama Duku, who are the experts in law, why are they not picking up on that? I mean, that kind of hot point. Where to base it on that? Their argument must be: could be musaverenge mutemo mungosia where it suits you, and leave the other part which might not suit you actually. So I think we're going to get a retrieve, Papu. But can we look at mutemo properly? Because surely, as a member of parliament, it's saddening to see people losing their jobs at this rate. We cannot allow it, and I wish and hope could be, this is the time when we should now all come together, Timbo Sama differences and essay aside, and say, ladies and gentlemen, what do we do for our people? How do we go out of this? Because look, at times, like what our president said, quoting from Charles Dickens, the law is an ass, and that's a fact. But the law is made for people, not the people made for law. So somehow we need to come up with a reprieve. We need to come up with a solution to try and avert this disaster that we're facing.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma.
Ndofunga pamwe Professor Maduku wangango pindura zvataurwa na Honorable Chuma izvikuti pane kame kachikamu kemutemo kanenge kari kupotswa nevanhu kunzwisiswa. Ameno mungatsanangura here Professor Maduku?
Handingatsanangura zvavakataura MP ichokwadi. Chandingada kuti tsanangura vanhu vechekuti zvese zviri kutaurwa zvakataurwa kudare reSupreme Court panga pechiagiwa nyaya iyoyi. Takataura zvese zvekuti nyaya yanga iri mudariro kuSupreme Court yanga iri yekuti section iri muLabour Act inoti hakuna mushandi anofanira kusiyiswa basa yakanyorwa nechirungu kuti every employee has a right not to be unfairly dismissed. Those are going to be more. You know, that's what I want to know. So, what are you saying? I mean, that's in my report. You can have a poor contract, you know, Zino Pera can have 1 year. I can have 1 year, Pera, I'm going to Ato Pera and Guy and the Kanaku Pine Channel from the Zot and Apua. I wonder, Saka Supreme Court, Yagango Rambilan and Fungwa. Labor Act zvese ukaverenga masection iwo avanga vachitaura iyo anotaura kuti munhu haangodzimbi ongopuwa mamanzi akangoti hakuna zvakadaro sekuona kwavari kuita saka ndonyaya inofanira kungoti ivo veSupreme Court vanenge vachitsanangura mutemo sekuona kwavanoita chandiri kungofunga ndingataura zvangu kune vanhu vese veZimbabwe kana vari kuteerera ndechekutiwo hurumende nevamwe vanhu vari kuda kutarisa nyaya vari kuda kuita kungoonekwa kunge vanhu vakanaka mumaoko eSupreme Court. Supreme Court yakakanganisa ndosaka nyaya dzichida kuti dziende kudare repamusoro idzi vari majaji akangofanira ndivo taita kuti vaya vakatonga kusupreme court vange vasiriko 5-5 poitwa vamwe majajes anombotarisa nyaya iyi zvakanaka sesa constitution ndosaka muchiona kuti justice yambi vatsvaga nzira dzekungoda kuvharavhara nyaya iyi chinodiwa ndechekuti patariswe futi nyaya iyi nerimwe dare.
Thank you so much, Mr. Matuku. Let me go first to Mr. Pesi Mchichwa Ngesintu. Hey, Baba Mchichwa. Uzwile lapo Baba Matuku ekulume siti. Njoba ikoti sikulumile. Kukaya waya tati sikate siti. Uze kuhitalo panzi kumiso kuna kukenza kalayo. Ungati ni kulapa mafichani.
Kuli kini sasevili. Uza tati sikate. Ya zikuti Supreme Court vile yona. Ukuti izi ikhangele lokucubungula amacala ithatha isikhathi eside yikho kulihlupho khona ngaleso sikhathi abantu abatoja insebenzi babe behlupheka yikho obekwenze omaduku labanye bakhe ukuthi benze i-agent chamber application yokuthi indaba le ikhangele masinya ngesiphangisane ngenxa yokuthi iqiniso lihle okukhona khathesi okuvelele abantu beZimbabwe abakwazi ukuthi kuyaphela ngani ngoba nxa idale elaphezulu iletha isigwebo esivula ukuthi ofuna ukuxotsha umuntu amxotshe iloba ngayiphi indlela kuyinto enzima kakhulu eletha udubo lwesihlupho kakhulu phezu kwabantu.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Baba Mchichwa, ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana. So what he's saying is, you know, he's literally expressing fears that it may take too long for these job losses to be stopped following this kind of court action, to say that you know they are going to take it. Yeah, that's all right. It's not an urgent court application matter. So now we've got a caller from Headlands, and that is Alistair. Alistair, good evening and welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
You're very fine. How are things?
I'm fine.
Can you reduce the volume of your radio just a little bit?
Okay, let's go. I've turned it off.
Yeah, okay, great. So what are your views on this issue?
I feel there are some people who are after destroying humanity from within.
Mm-hmm.
So this judgment has been done so as to bring chaos and misunderstandings. Remember, it is the same government that promised to create 2.2 million jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the judgment resulting in more job losses mm-hmm. is another way of demising this party.
So, how do you think this can best be handled? We have got Mr. Matuku here. Can you ask him, are you a worker?
I am.
Yeah, can you talk to him? Professor Matuku, please. Can you talk to him?
Yeah, Mr. Maduka has become a politician these days. I believe this is one way. Do you agree with me that this is one way of the destruction of the ZANU-PF government?
Mr. Matuku?
Okay. Yes, ndinokwanisa kupindura zvavari kutaura. Vari kutaura zvine mutoro sere kuti judgment yakapiwa neSupreme Court. Inokanganisa zvinhu zvakawanda kuwandisa. Hakuna nyika ingabvuma zviri kuitika izvi kuti munongomuka vanhu vachingodzingwa sezvatiri kuona. Manumbers acho ari kuwanda zuva nezuva. Vanhu vachatambudzika urombo huchawanda mukati menyika. Saka iri nyaya yekuti zvinonzi aiwa, tiri kuzvita nekuti mutemo unoti. Ndianipo munhu munyika munoma anganyatsobvuma kuti kubva pataka 1980 kusvika nekuti section yanga ichishandiswa neveSupreme Court kuti vati mutemo weZimbabwe unotumbera munhu angodzingwa ne3 months yakagara iriko kubva muna 85 haina kumbochinja section iyoyo. Saka zvokuti section inongozomuka muna 2015 itozo aiwa mamusingazvioni ndo zviripo izvi kuti mutemo wenyu wakadai. and then mozoona vehurumende vamwe vanofanira kuziva better ndo vakagadzira mutemo wachinyatsoziva kuti havadoti vakuti ah taona kuti pane loophole zvaizobatsira kudai president vachina kuita matauriro avakaita ekungoti law is an act zvavakataura zva vakanyatsotaura kuti aiwa handifuni mutemo uyu wakataurwa nemazvo zvaizonyatsobatsira kuti direction yenyika iende kwete kuti aiwa majaji akangotaura mutemo sendo basa ravo saka taakugadzirisa hapana kana mutemo wezimbabwe unotendedza kuti angodzingwa basa vanhu vachiita varombo everyday so kuti zvichati zvinoda kunzi vanhu vane mapulani handizivi hangu izvozvo but ichokwadi kuti judgment yesupreme court inouraya nyika yezimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Professor Matuku. Mr. Alistair, are you happy with that kind of response?
Very yes. Because the people that are losing their jobs are not being given the 3 months salary that they are supposed to be given. Mm-hmm. So everybody is angry.
Thank you very much for your contribution. I think you heard him, right?
Yeah, I heard him.
Thank
right.
you, Alistair. Thank you so much.
I heard him right. And I think he was speaking on behalf of many people because they were wondering what is going to happen. I think I can go back to Honorable Chuma. Professor Maduku raised the issue that this law has been there. It has been in place since 1985. Why all of a sudden is this law usable now?
Right. There are so many dimensions and conspiracy theories that you can actually come across when you want to follow this issue. I'm an outgoing MP. I go around and mingle with people in churches, in bars, in funerals, and I hear views from people from different walks of life. What the previous speaker just said is a very alive fact. Kunemame wano akutofungidzira kuti pame panapa kabhali yaramjuri yakushanda manje kuti inyatso disable government kuti inyatsonzi government yazotadza zvachose. But at the same time, like who rightly said, a law is there, the judges are there to interpret that law as it is, and they've done that. Yes, we can question kuti why have they done it now, since that law has been operational since 1985. The timing definitely then raised a lot of eyebrows. But in any, what I really want to dwell on is that this is a very unfair thing, and we cannot allow it to happen. As much as we are a law-abiding country and citizens, we need to really definitely look into this. I'm glad there's a lineup of meetings even from our own party, the NPF, today. There was called the Bureau sitting on Friday, the Central Committee sitting. And I'm hoping that my colleagues in Central Committee, I also happen to be a Central Committee member, are going to voice out on this issue. And we see politically what is our stance. How best can we come up with the solution? Because it's not the quads for sure, is that because that is not a lie. We are not a people that want to see people suffering. That is why we even had promised in our manifesto in the market document that we are going to create 2 million jobs plus. And now we have this situation on our hands. So level-headedly, what do we do? How do we get out of this? Laws surely must be amended. They must be changed. We must have a win-win situation here. The employer must win, but the employee must equally win as well. I call out to Munu, I spend 15, 20 years, even more years, at Shandra Kamban, Ongo Zongonzi, Shamari, Zagobana Bazapera, Usakata, Uyagubasa, Uchana, Payago, 3 months, will advise you how you are going to get it. This is not fair at all. In any given circumstance, in any given situation, in any given country, it's not right. So we need to definitely look into this thing and see, could we, are these people doing it sincerely, or there's a motive behind this, but majorly, because it's a law, the first thing that we need to do practically is definitely amend that law, change it, and make it more user-friendly, more people-oriented.
Thank you. But before you go, Honorable, some would argue that this is a law that has been in place for many years, even before the Gamma Talks or whatever the issues that are being attributed to this ruling were in place. The law has been there for a time.
Right, but ask yourself, this issue of retrenchments and stuff like that did not start today. Why was it never interpreted as Gudara? I remember there was a guy from PG who has been battling in court, and he was actually awarded a couple of millions of dollars, actually, this package, exit package. But now, suddenly, But that same Temo was there. But I remember a lot of retrenchments were being hampered because the companies didn't have the money to pay off the workers, and they made to make payment arrangements and payment plans to sort of offset the workers off gracefully, and that has been the norm. So now, even if my judge has been asked, so the owner of Temo Nashi Chi, Chawasna was owner from 1985 until today, because the retrenchment and Outaka Nashika. My companies have been retrenching, and the people have been going out peacefully and orderly. But then suddenly, that thing is now brought up. Why now?
Yes, Baba Kurapo Orapo, Mr. Chuma. It's work way, Baba Mkicho Jay, Mafjani. So, as a police, as a civil duty, now Frons Hambella Jay, Zas Hambella. Yes, so what was that poke? You are happy. What about
everyone? Lapa, Iguti. Lama tuta ayo a kubungulimteto acheng shile kuhlanganisa lohulumende ukuthi ibanga ama capitalist. Capitalism ivele yona ikhangela ukunotha kwabalutshwana lokuhlupheka kwabaningi. Ngakho ke lapho siyakhona iqiniselise siya ebubini obudlulisileyo nga imisebenzi lokho abantu beyilahlibe belahlekelwa yiyo. Kulihlupho kakhulu oluzayo ebantwini. Ngakho ke kufanele ukuthi-ke abantu bahle bazi, ngoba akuncedi lutho ukuthi lizabe lokhu lisitile lohulumende kodwa ngelandaba lani. Kufanele ukuthi abantu bazi, angaze ngibone mina uhulumende uyekelela into enje njengokukhuluma okwenze uprofessor Maduku iqhubekela phambili ngoba ichaya abantu abakhe. Nxa umuntu echaya abantu abakho wena ungezubuhlungu khonapho-ke yikho kulobunzima khona. Lihlupho sibilo olukhona ebantwini okumele ukuthi balunanzelele. Njalo uhlupho nje ukuthi lo-2018 wangikhona ukhatshana ngoba iqiniselise laba abantu sebekhuphe amakhala zabo egcekeni. Wonke umuntu nalowo balandelayo sebona ukuthi hhayi laba balandaba lakhe.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Baba Mchijwa. Hhayi, sibongela ithuba lathi namhlanje. Siza ku-invite futhi next time ukuthi sikwejiseni sisonkeni lapha. Sike sixoxene njoko nje. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Siyabonga.
Yeah, so what Mr. Mchijwa was saying is that, you know, the government is full of capitalist rulers.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, they are doing what they are doing because they want to cater for their needs. Nothing else. He says they don't care about the plight of the workers.
Yes.
So he says this is very serious and 2018 is too far. He wants them to be out.
That's a tall order.
Yeah.
Tine muteereri mkoma Ronald vari muHarare. Makadii mkoma Ronald?
Ndiriko makadii.
Ndiri mupenyu. Muri mushandi here kana kuti muri mushandi akarasikirwa nebasa kana kuti manga muchitsvaga basa asi nekurasikirwa kuti kwavanguma nemabasa makambani achivhara hamuchisina tarisiro yekuwana basa.
Tisakarasikirwa nemabasa awakudhara.
Asi mukatibatsira makadzora zvishoma volume reradio kana kuti kusuduruka mbichana kubva paradio. Saka taurai zvamuri kuda kutaurawo kupa kune vakateerera pane nenguva.
Ndanda kuzvisa ziko varume vanopa mitina ndo varidzive makambani. Saka hapana zvimwe zvavangataura
zvino. Mukoma Ronald, rambai muri parunhare. Taakumboshandura chirongwa kubva kune vateereri vedu veparedio tichienda kune vanenge vaakutona paterevhizheni yepaonline. Saka tinoti rambai muripo, todzoka kwamuri zvino zvino. Kips.
We wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners as we are now streaming live on www.voazimbabwe.com. For our guests, Professor Lamo Maduku and Honorable Joseph Chuma, please stay on the line. And for our listener, Ronald, stay on the line too. This is Kips Dube in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.